I'd never had a drop of alcohol. I hadn't smoked. I'd never had drugs. So this one particular evening, I was like going, I want to try alcohol, but I want to do it in a safe environment. My friend had said, well, come with me and we'll have a night out together. So then I got this message from her later on saying, come to the house where she lived. After we went to a pub that was around the corner, this is where it all starts getting a little bit patchy. My friend, I think, had gone back to the house. All I remember was that I was going to order my drink and I was going to have a cider. And she said, no, let me, because you don't know what you're doing. And I'm like, well, yeah, that is true. So she came back with this drink and it was cider. And I was drinking this cider and I was thinking, this just tastes really funny. It was only after everything had happened and I'm going, shit, that was Rohypnol. Like, oh my God, I had a date rape drug in my drink. By the end of that drink, I was absolutely wasted. I was stumbling into things. I didn't know which direction I was heading in. I was very disorientated and I thought, okay, well, given that this is all new, this must just be the way it is. And then somehow we ended up back at their house. And I remember that I was told to lay down on the couch because I was feeling a bit ill. I black out again. And the next thing I realise is that I have an erection and there's someone on top of me. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. There's lots of bits that are missing and I can already feel myself getting a bit anxious about it. I know the police won't believe me for several reasons. They won't believe me because I'm a man. They won't believe me because I'm gay. And, you know, I'd say I'm a pretty good case of a victim. Not what a jury might think is a victim, which is, oh, did you fight back? Well, of course I didn't, because I was being abused. I just froze and went, oh my God, what is happening?